Al Withers, Minnesota Agriculture in the Classroom Program Director.
Al, briefly talk about your experience with Ag in the Classroom and the different roles that you've had.
Well, I actually initiated the program in 1985, so this is our 30th year. I am the only program director that we've had. We added Sunat as an education specialist in 2011, so we've seen lots of changes both in agriculture and education over that 30 years.
Congratulations on the anniversary. How have you seen the interest in Ag in the Classroom grow in those three decades?
Well, being here 30 years, it's been wild. It's been wonderful to see. You had the farm crisis in the 80s. People were exiting agriculture. People disconnected. People were still teachers that were in agriculture. And now there's a whole new renaissance in terms of everybody wanting to know where their food comes from, great career opportunities, and teachers that are disconnected. So our job is to really help them understand a little content of agriculture, but how then can they integrate it into their studies, whether it be science, social studies, language arts, what have you.
What are a couple of examples of ways in which you're doing that?
Well, this is the 30th anniversary of our Ag Mag. We publish a magazine for middle school. It covers the gamut of agriculture, and it's free to schools statewide. And then we've just sort of reinvented a product that a lot of people sponsor, a lot of the County Farm Bureau sponsor to their local schools, a couple of children's literature book bundles based in agriculture. So we have a K-2 level and a 3-5 level that they can sponsor and present that to the principal or the school librarian or a teacher as a county contribution.
Being around for 30 years, have you found it to be, at this point, very successful to get plugged into most of the schools throughout the state, or are there some areas of the state where it's still a bit challenging?
Well, I would say it doesn't matter whether it's rural or urban, there's still a challenge. People still have this mindset that agriculture is down the hall, and they don't embrace it in the context of the subject areas. They think they need to stop and teach agriculture. And so they don't. They can teach, like I mentioned, geography or reading or history. And so that's been one hurdle. And so people still don't really think they need to know that much, if you understand what I'm saying. But yet on the flip side, there are people that think they know it all, but yet have never been part of agriculture. So it's taking your primary sources and eliminating the internet and making them think about agriculture in a different way.
You have educators on staff, but also what's the volunteer element of this like? Because I'm sure it helps to actually have a farmer step into that classroom setting and tell these students about how they raise their corn or take care of their livestock.
You can't replace the volunteer network. You can't replace the value of a producer or a real producer going in and interfacing. Just in talking to some of the producers today that went out this morning to schools, kids don't know anything about agriculture. They think it comes from the grocery store, and they think of the farmer as the bib overall still. And so the producer helps dispel that a little bit. On the flip side, there aren't enough producer volunteers to make the inroads we need to with all of K-12. So that's where my motto has always been, we're helping teachers help others. So you have to have the multiplier effect with the teacher that has the kids in his or her classroom, and then they're the ones using the resources within their curriculum. That's where you multiply the exposure.
So if you're looking for more school interest or interest from farmers that would like to be a part of the program, what's a good starting point for anyone interested?
Well, a first starting point would be developing a relationship with somebody in a school. You're the subject area expert. So reach out to a teacher you know or a principal and say, I'd be willing to come in and help. Secondly, meet with that teacher to see what they're looking for. How does agriculture fit into their standards? What might the kids be interested in? And then third, they have all kinds of resources free from us at their disposal. Farm Bureau is a sponsor and has been forever. And so it's because of all those sponsors we're able to provide materials free. So anybody can just Google Minnesota Agriculture in the Classroom and get to our homepage and then contact myself, Al, or our education specialist, Sue Knott.
Al, anything else about Ag in the Classroom that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, just that over 30 years, not only in Minnesota, but on the national level, we've become a very much more, I would say, entrenched into the academic standards. And we also are on this upward trend in terms of ag literacy being hot and being cool. And so we need to take that as an opportunity to bring more teachers on board. And we've got some very rigorous and very good materials that really are helpful to teachers.
Thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you.